Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right, Father's Day is Sunday. Time to do it. Let's honor Dad with not so great moments in fatherhood.
Absolutely.
So it's a little tiny. Wow, that could have been bad.
The bumps in the road that Dad had.
The little bumps in the road. The,
right.
The lessons learned along the way.
Yes. Trial and error.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Fish nipples.
Good morning. This happened in 1973 in June. My dad was on the fire department and showed up with a convertible pumper engine, pulled it in front of the house and screamed to all us kids outside, "Get in! We gotta go!" So we all jumped in the fire truck and he put the siren on all the way down South Washington to Norton Park. We went around all around Norton Park with everything going. And then he brought us back home. He said, "Everybody out, I gotta get the truck back."
Meanwhile, three houses burned. Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, good, the fire department's coming. Where are they going? Why are their kids in the truck?"
Yeah.
Hey!
He was a great dad and loved joking around a lot, and I miss him.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought I was going to say, you know, all the kids got in and dad shot him with the fire hose. That kid flew like 15 feet.
There were six kids when we left.
I took
a couple hard corners, and there were three when we arrived.
We have a report of a kid.
What's that, fish nipples?
I got to do that. Was the day of the funeral for my dad, and the whole fire department showed up, and one of his buddies, Jimmy Ross, told me, "You want to spray the firemen?" I said, "Yeah." And the garden hose, and they all lined up.
They're all in their dress uniforms?
All in their marching gear.
That's cool.
All in their marching gear.
Actually, that was a picnic.
How old were you?
I was six.
Oh. If you were 20, it would have been weird.
What if,
I thought so too. Yeah. Like if you're 35,
I want to squirt a fireman. I'd be like, "Get out of this bar! Get out of this bar!"
Yeah, what do you mean squirt a fireman?
Right, you're cut off.
I'd do it.
No more beer. No more beer in cans for you.
He was six. You were six when he passed.
Yeah, he was 27.
Wow. Oh my!
Holy
goodness.
Crap!
So young.
What happened?
Yeah, a motorcycle.
Oh,
he liked going fast. My uncle told me that he liked going fast, and he thought that when he had us kids that he mellowed out. But yep, he and his buddy after work had a couple beers, went racing up Redstone Hill. And at the time, when you came down Redstone, it was like a hairpin turn, and he was on the other side of the road and went head on with a car.
Oh
my God.
Well, it doesn't sound like
that's a donor.
No, but you know what? It's Father's Day. We're remembering Dad.
Exactly.
And then
it doesn't sound like he suffered. Night.
No. And then the day I sprayed the firemen, because we weren't allowed to go to the wake or funeral.
Right.
Because we were just kids. Mm. And my sister and I saw his ghost.
Really?
Because he needed to say goodbye.
Wow, that's beautiful.
He was wearing his wedding outfit, and then we found out later that's what he was buried in.
Holy crap!
Wow, that's... I just got like shivers.
Shivers and goosebumps and things.
Yeah.
Maroon jacket, red tie, white shirt, and black pants.
Oh my God, wow. That's a who picked that out, Mom?
I know. Wow.
No, he did. He was like that. He was a big joker, and he loved red, and just one of those
firefighter
guys.
Firefighter all the way through.
I used to love to drive with him in his 1948 Ford pickup.
Wow.
Flathead V8.
Nice.
Go to the dump with him. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Fish Nipples. Great call.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
All right. Thank you. Pat in Berlin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Down in the Disney area, there's a exhibit where you can swim with nurse sharks, like snorkel across this 25-foot or 30-foot pool of nurse sharks. And you're snorkeling, and I'm five. My older sister, they're 5 years older than me and 8 years older than me. So I was kind of like the shoe that was falling off the whole time or something, so to speak. Like, I was a five-year-old, and
Yeah.
And so my dad says he could do it. He's a great swimmer. He's a great swimmer. I'll swim next to him. Long story short, we get halfway through, and I just, like, I was raised on Jaws. Like, my grandfather made me watch Jaws, like, every day. And I just
right there, every day. There's a story, like, not so great moment in grandparenting.
Right, yeah. Watch Jaws every day.
I made
day.
The little boy watch Jaws every day.
Right. I got to watch 2 hours here. Watch, yeah. this, watch the
right.
show.
You sit down and watch it now.
Right. He's a Cheez-Its.
Yeah, he was in the Navy. He loved that movie. Oh. But I freaked out halfway through, and I basically used my dad's back as an island and pushed him 2 feet underwater. And he's like, drowned. He almost drowned.
Right.
And that was a bad idea. You probably shouldn't have had the 5-year-old go in the shark tank, even though they're nurse sharks. But my sisters had a good laugh.
The important thing is you survived.
That is
great. Yeah, he survived.
You too.
All the sharks were
drowned.
Nudging each other.
Like... Yeah. Well, you guys have a good morning. All Happy right. Father's Day to you guys.
All right. Thank you.
And everyone out there.
It's a nurse shark. I'm picturing them like wearing those white uniforms with a hat.
Nurses don't wear that anymore.
Oh.
They wear blue uniforms to match the water they're in.
Gotcha.
Joe the Barber.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Yo.
You know, well, the first thing first, my dad's first Father's Day without him, it's going to be missed. But we went 1975.
How old was he when he passed?
78. He just passed this November.
Oh, sorry, man.
Not from COVID.
Yeah. Oh, no. He had a heart attack. He got what he wanted. He woke up dead. He says he went to bed, and that's all it was.
That's what he wanted.
That was
Dad, what would you like for Father's Day? I'd like to wake up dead.
Right.
Wake up
so
dead.
He never... Wait, how would he say that? See, this is... We're getting really to the point of this not-so-great moment in fatherhood. Indirectly.
Is there a Hallmark card for that?
Yeah. But did he tell his kids, this is how I want to go?
Right.
What do we get dead? All the time. He goes, you know, that's it. I want to wake up dead. And he did.
Wow.
It was so
but
weird.
But did
I
anyone
never
say,
thing.
Dad, you know, you don't wake up when you're dead.
Exactly.
That's it. There's a trick there.
It doesn't work that way.
I'd be like,
either you're going to hate the music or you're going to hate the heat.
That's exactly what I always said to him. I never understood that saying.
Yeah.
Too much. So, but it was 1975. We're up at Cape Cod. Went to the drive-in theater in Wellfleet and saw Jaws.
Jaws person. Cool. Wow.
I was 5 years old. I was totally terrified. The movie goes on. Yeah. The next day, we're at the beach, and my dad grabs me by the shoulder. We walk to the water and goes, "It happened out there."
There you go.
That sounds
great. To this day, I didn't go in the water until I was 13 years old.
It happened out there. Instill it in the child. In other words, I don't want the kid to be all wet in the car.
Yeah. This will keep him out of the water.
Exactly.
Wow, what a great place to see Jaws.
Right?
Yeah.
At a drive-in.
Cape Cod.
At Cape Cod.
Yep.
Wow.
You can smell the ocean.
To this day, I still freak out in a pool. If I don't see anything under the water, I just run right to the, swim to the
what
side of the
pool. Do you go to where
pool?
You can't see the bottom?
Seth?
That's a problem.
I'm only 5'4". All pools, I can't see the bottom.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy
Appreciate
your Father's
it.
Day.
All right,
guys. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Be strong. Steve Middletown.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
When I was in college, I brought my girlfriend over to the house in the middle of the afternoon. She's now my wife, thankfully. And I walked in, and we had a house where we could see all the way through the house to the back. And that's where our TV was. Found my dad watching porn. Had to push my girlfriend into the room so she could not see that.
Right.
Talk about great first impressions.
Right. Dad's busy right now. Oh, actually, Dad's really happy to meet you. I can tell.
Yeah, you don't want to know what Dad's doing on the couch.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, let's just assume this is all bad.
Right, Dad, don't get up. Don't get up. Don't get up.
Porn and, okay.
Yeah, keep the blanket over there.
He claimed it wasn't his.
Right. Right, yeah, found for a friend, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the show's about.
So back then it was VCRs, right? So he had or a DVD?
Yeah, probably VCR.
Yeah.
One of you damn kids left this in the machine.
Yeah, what is this here I'm watching?
Your mother was watching this.
I don't know what the hell this is.
No wonder the postman keeps coming over here.
It's not mine.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
All right, we got one from the text.
Yeah, Donald in Waterbury, he said, not so great moment. The time my dad was so mad, He took all of my unopened model cars and jumped and stomped on all of them.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, what did you do to piss him off?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do to make him that crazy mad?
There's two sides to every story.
Yeah, that doesn't happen because, like, you didn't eat broccoli.
Right, or dad's foot was asleep. Damn it! Yeah.
That'll wake
just
it up.
Just to wake it up. Smash, 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 smash.
That could have been it. Maybe he stepped on one barefoot. It's like, I told you kids to pick these cars
Never
up.
Never leave these on the floor. You want to play with these cars? Some pieces are worse than Lego.
Not so great moments in fatherhood. Could be yours. Could be your dad's. Mouse in North Haven.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
So, when I was about 8 years old, we had a pool in my parents' backyard. We had a big round deck. And underneath that deck, we used to have these yellow jackets that would get into the dirt.
Oh.
And you wouldn't know until you were trying to, like, mess around with the sand filter and blah, blah, blah. So my dad was like, I'm going to take care of these. So he dressed himself in long pants and long shirts, duct taped off everything. I swear he looked like a ninja. Wow. And then about 5 minutes later, you saw him running, going, ow, 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 ow.
How'd it go, Dad? How'd it go, Dad? Where you going, Dad?
So B's one, Dad zero.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that attempt didn't work.
Oh, I love that.
Next time, it's a flamethrower.
Yeah, I'll take care of these bees.
Right.
Jeans and duct tape will do it.
The worst part is he thought it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is true.
That was his plan.
That was your plan, right? Yeah. It wasn't a whim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's thank awesome. You, Mouse.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Matt in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So up until about 2 years ago, my oldest is 10 now, so when she was 8, she still believed I had her and my twins believing that when the ice cream truck was playing music, they were out of ice cream. And they were playing music so that the kids wouldn't be sad.
That's awesome.
Horrible.
Why? He's been out of ice cream every damn day.
Always out of ice cream. He never had any. By.
Hey. I want to hear music. I want ice cream.
Genius.
That's beautiful. That's you patented.
Oh, man. That was the sound that would just stop everything.
Yep. It
ice
did.
Cream.
Exactly. Right. Then an army
and
of kids
it's a panic rush.
Yes. They're like, can we get ice cream?
I didn't live in a development when I was at that age.
Yeah.
It was East Village Road in White Hills. And it was a country road, a busy road. And you would hear that thing like, I don't know, half a mile away.
Yeah.
And you would just stop whatever you're doing. But
it's like a mirage.
It
froze.
Is that what I think it is?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like
you
a
hear
dog.
It very lightly.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what? Your head tilts. What?
Like the
I'm
dog.
Trying to listen.
Like the dog.
Right.
Stop bouncing that ball.
Right.
Yeah.
And every
then
freeze.
Then it's the sprint into.
Exactly. Right. Yep. Yep.
Because once he went by, it wasn't like, oh, I could catch him when he comes back around. Like he was going.
One and done.
Yeah. That's
one and
come
done.
Through.
Yep.
That's it.
We had to be waiting down there with money in the air.
Yeah.
That's the only time he was stopping.
Yeah. We had three different ones that came to my neighborhood. Three. We had
that's
Bungalow Bar, we had Good Humor, and then we had Mr. Softy. So I was able to pick one.
I wouldn't want to drive the Mr. Softy truck, but go ahead.
Yeah. I got to pick one.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't have all three.
All right. Well,
so I got to pick from one.
You're living the life of luxury.
Right. But you know what the worst part is? You know, the ice cream man comes by, what I buy? Bottle caps. Not even ice cream.
So I told you this story before. We had two dogs, and one of them got hit by the ice cream truck.
Right. It was your birthday, wasn't it?
No. That was another story.
Okay.
This is the ice cream truck hits one of our dogs.
Oh.
This feels like a downer.
The truck stops.
Uh-huh.
We all come out. There's a party.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're all just staring down at the dog laying in the road. The ice cream truck guy is like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
The dog is still alive.
Okay.
But you could tell it's just suffering. There's no bringing this back.
Yeah.
So my dad goes, Joey, get the gun. And Joey runs off. And as we're waiting for Joey to come back, the ice cream truck guy takes steps backwards, to his truck.
Right.
Gets in his truck, starts it.
I mean, takes off. Get the gun for the ice cream.
Yeah, man. I don't think he was sure if the gun was for him.
Well, do we know? Really?
Right. There's a party. There's a lot of people. Yeah. They're upset. There are children crying.
Right.
It's like, yeah, maybe I'll just leave.
Right.
After that, he never stopped again.
Oh,
I
really?
I would be out there with money.
I would have threw you free ones. I killed your dog.
He's doing like 60. No bells.
Right.
I'm like, hey, right. Hey,
off duty. Right.
You couldn't like fake you were on the cell phone at that time.
No,
really.
No.
Yeah. It's just like, yep, no, I'm just blatantly ignoring you.
I am not stopping here.
Phil?
This is actually about my grandpa Richie. So my dad was the troublemaker in the family. And
really? Yeah. Johnny A?
Absolutely.
The
man who kept me drunk all night long?
That's right. Yes. Right. And Chaz.
Yeah.
He got you both.
I had like five beers in my hand.
Yeah.
Johnny Angel. Yeah.
So it's a little bit about that, actually. So his older sister, my Aunt Janet, was a great student. She played the flute. She was well-behaved. So when she went to prom, her date got them drunk. Everybody drank a lot. So my grandfather... My dad's dad heard about this, went down to the prom, grabbed Aunt Janet's date, and threw him down a flight of stairs.
Wow.
And everybody was just like, oh, okay, we got to separate you guys. He goes, get off me. And they're like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to go pick him up. They're like, what? He's like, yeah, I got to take him home now. And they're like, okay, sir, on your way. Right. It's like everyone got out of his way.
What a rough Uber that was.
Just want to give him a message. Right. Then I'll politely take him home.
I will take him home.
Right.
Adam and Avon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
All right, so this happened about 8 years ago when my son was one. He's about nine now. So I get home from work, long day, whatever, and my son's like a new baby, so I'm excited to see my new kid, you know what I mean, after a long day. So I get home, I'm hanging out with him, loving him, picking him up, you know, putting him up in the air, and then, like, picking him up over my head. And, oh, baby, woo, this is fun, right? Little did I know that he just ate before I got home.
Oh, yeah.
And I pick him up high, exploded puke right in my mouth.
It's like shaking shaking a can of warm beer.
Beard all through my beard, just white creaminess. It was just, it was horrible.
I thought you guys said a ceiling fan.
I stick him with the mother, and I'm like, what? I just didn't take him. I don't know. Just take, please. I don't know what to do.
Right. Ready. Well, Dad's been fed.
It's the warmth of it.
Yeah. Okay. and the whole stomach acid
that's
thing.
Where it's like, oh, guess what? You get some. Now you... Right. Me? Now you. Bah!
Right. You get some food. You get some food.
Right.
Oh,
God. Like, let's play catch with used food.
Yes.
Blah!
I'll never forget that.
See, you should have returned fire on the kid. You're on solids.
Oh, Jesus. That's great.
Yes.
I wish they had cameras everywhere back in these times.
Right.
More cameras. All right. Thank you, brother. Ed in Winchester.
Hey, I got a good one for you.
We're going down
to the Met game. We're taking 684. This is back in the 70s. We had an F-85 red station wagon.
Right.
Oldsmobile.
Yep.
My father breaks down. Fortunately, he gets the car running again. I think it was overheating. So we get to the game. We got the Met mugs. I think I got the Tugberg Raw signature on it. So anyway, we're heading back, and as soon as we get over the White Stone Bridge, the car breaks down next to the Jersey barrier.
Oh.
So my father really got to go to the bathroom bad, so he takes a dump on the side of the freaking Jersey barrier.
Oh, wow. Well,
all right, so just this, you know, I have a feeling the story doesn't end here.
Right.
This is a great moment.
Yes, it is. Right.
We just have to acknowledge this is Dad's taking a dump.
Right. Number two on the Jersey barrier. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
On it.
Yeah, seemed fitting.
Me and my two brothers are watching them. Well, not really watching them.
Right. Yeah. You're aware of it.
We're not watching, you know, that. Yeah, but we're watching him squat in position.
His facial expressions.
Hard not to be aware of what's going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Downwind, definitely.
Yes. Yes. So be aware of your surroundings.
That's the one thing with New Jersey. You could get away. Like, no one's going to say, what's that smell?
Right.
No. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, this was Queens. It was across the White Stone.
Right, the Jersey barrier.
Okay.
So we get towed and we get a CUDA. We get to drive that back. So the thing that happened is, you know, for the next 2 years, we're all looking for the crap stain on the side of the
fridge. Dad left his mark on the white stone. Is that the brown stone? And that's a thin bridge, too. That's only two lanes.
Your dad stained Queens.
Nice. Stained the white stone.
Yeah,
it's not white stone anymore.
That's where they got the brown stones from.
Right.
All right, Ed. Thank you, brother.
Mark there.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to all you mothers out there.
Yeah, you too. Right back at you, your mother. Barry and Shelton.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
All right. When I was a kid, for years and years and years, we would go to a family in Newtown for, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, holidays. And we used to drive by an open field. And my father used to say, hey, look in that field. That's an Indian reservation. There's the sign. And I would drive by for years and years. He would say, you see the guys with the bows and arrows? And he would make the Indian sounds and everything. Until I was like 16 or 17 years old, and I actually read the sign. And it did not say reservation. It said resurrection, and it was a cemetery.
Oh. Whoops. She's stone cold.
All right. Well, Dad was close.
Right. Yeah. Daddy's glasses.
I used to get at a party, and my uncle would say, hey, did you see the Indians today? And they would laugh, and they have a big joke about it. Right. And I would be all excited. Oh, I just, keep on looking. You can see the bow and arrows if you look real good and all this stuff. And
right.
That's a sense of humor that has a lot of patience.
Right,
like, we're just going to tell these kids all the wrong things, and then we'll see the stories that come back at some point.
Yes, my kid's an idiot.
That's great. All right, Barry, thank you.
Good job, man.
Eight-track Mike.
Yeah, just talking.
Eight-track Mike.
Eight-track Mike.
Hey, you there?
Yeah.
We are. Are you?
What's going on?
Sorry, I'm on my other phone. Yeah, I got a great story for you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So when I was like, I don't even know, maybe like 4 to 10, every time a McDonald's would be about a quarter mile down the road, you see the golden arches.
Yeah.
And my father said, hey, guys, you want to go to McDonald's? Want a Happy Meal? Want a Happy Meal? Yeah, 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 Dad. I can't wait. I can't wait. And when we were about 5 feet from it, he'd say, ah, gotcha, and drive right past.
Wow.
This happened multiple times.
Right.
Wow.
And he wonders why he put that pillow over his face when he slept.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Oh. He wonders why I drove him crazy all his life.
Wow, that is something.
Right? I missed out on a Happy Meal every time.
You would think after a while you would get it. Like, nah, you're not getting me this time.
Exactly right. I don't want it, Dad. Thanks.
It's funny. We would say, nope, you're not going to stop. You're not going to stop. He's like, no, come on. I'll stop this time. I got you. And then he would still, still do it.
Sucker! Right. So when Dad needs medication one day. Heart attack pills, hang on. I say, nope.
The cat keeps crapping in my shoe, but it's a big poop. thank you, brother.
Yeah, that's my story.
All right.
Thanks, man.
We're talking about the not-so-great moments in fatherhood, whether it be you or your dad. 1-877-764-2535. James in Oxford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I've got great memory from my dad, and we grew up on a ranch in Texas, and he was like the picture. I mean, he was the textbook version of, the Marlboro Man.
Marlboro Man.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Texas?
My brothers and I, we idolized him, and one morning
I want to get the picture here. Whereabouts in Texas?
Ranger, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Where is that? That sounds macho.
Ranger, Texas.
Ranger, Texas.
Yes.
It's out in the middle of nowhere, Texas. Yeah. It's a small town, but, It was a great time growing up there, and loved it. He rode in the rodeo, and
he's a man's man.
Him.
Seriously.
Oh yeah,
raw meat.
So would he do that? Would he do that ride where like they tie your hand to the, the horn, the saddle,
right?
And just like
he was a bareback bronco rider. He didn't
ask
ride
mom.
He rode horses.
Bareback.
So, wow.
Yeah. And growing up, it was awesome. And whenever we'd be out in the corrals working, you know, we would always be, you know, right there at his side, you know, just wanted to be a part of it. And there was he had a small steer that was in there, and he asked me one time, he's like, hey, you want to hop on and ride? I mean, I was like, yeah, sure, you know, so him and my uncle, you know, threw me on the back of this, you know, small steer. I mean, to me at that age, I was like 7 or 8 at the time, you know, it seemed like it was a 2,000 pound bull. And of course, you know, my uncle slaps it on the ass and, you know, he takes off across the corral and throws me into the side of the barn. And nice. I mean, I get tore up, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Not blood, you know, coming out of everything. I go running into the house. My mom gets furious with him. And, you know, and it wasn't until later on in life, you know, that she actually admitted. She said, I needed him to do that because I knew you'd get your ass, you know, thrown to the ground and beat up or something, and you'd never want to ride. And she's right. I never did. So,
wow.
Yeah. never rode in the rodeo.
I had a rough ride to the quarter run.
Yeah. Oh. So that was, you better not let those boys ride in the road. I don't want any cowboys.
Right.
I'm mama. I'm not going to let my babies grow up to be cowboys.
Although rodeo clown's pretty cool. The guy in the barrel.
I don't know. Do you want to run out there and have the pissed off bull chase you?
Sometimes.
No, I'm good.
That's a hard pass for me.
Hey.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's great guy. He's a great dad.
Is he still with us?
You know, actually, 2 weeks ago, he passed.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
We got to bury him Memorial Day weekend. Fitting send-off for one of the greatest veterans, you know, we've ever had.
Thank you for your service.
Good time.
Sorry to hear about
it. A lot more smiles than tears.
Did he ever have any back problems from riding like that?
Yeah, it's, he definitely suffered from some back problems.
Because you think about it, if you have a car accident, I know people, or just pick something up wrong, they have back issues for the rest of their lives.
Right.
You're constantly throwing this
seriously,
them back out every time you ride.
That lasts more than 8 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, man, can you imagine his grip?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that handshake?
Exactly.
It's just callus and muscle. Like his fingers had, like his fingers could probably pump iron.
Probably.
You know,
don't piss him off.
He was not a big guy, but he his hands, like his arms and hands, I mean, it was like he had hydraulic, you know, grip.
Yeah.
It was he could crush your head, it seemed like.
Or a walnut.
He could probably, you know, palm you on your skull and just
like
pop
a gravel
it.
Machine. Yes. Right. Now his finger holds my head now. Thank you.
Yeah, well, God bless him and sorry for your loss. This will be your first Father's Day without
him. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Great man.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right,
thank you,
brother. A Nebraska man made 60 skydiving jumps out of a plane naked. All within 24 hours.
Naked.
We got to get him on the phone with our buddy there.
Right.
Hendrix. What's his face?
Doug. Yeah.
Doug just did 100 jumps.
I'm guessing more flapping sounds going down.
It's kind of painful.
Like
body parts in every direction.
Yeah, right. Which do you pull? You pulled the wrong cord.
Yeah, I can't even, I wouldn't even want to jog on a treadmill naked.
Right? No.
Too much movement.
A lot of bouncy, yep. Well, slappy sounds.
Plus, falling through the air, I feel like it gets cold.
I would think.
There's no looking cool.
No. Right. Yeah, no. Do you put a sock over to keep it warm? What?
But if
like one of those fuzzies in the golf club covers.
Exactly, right. Yeah, apparently you got a 9-iron over there, huh?
You wouldn't be naked if you did that.
Exactly.
Yep, covering the wood.
If you get excited last minute, that could be very dangerous
before
the landing.
Right, I can't see where I'm going.
Yeah. So,
what's in my goggles?
His name is Rain Kenoff.
Rain Kenoff? Thank God it's not Jer.
This can't be real. Wait a minute.
Thank is God this a joke?
Hold it.
Thank God it wasn't Jer.
His name is Rain Kenoff.
Rain Kenoff. Hey, it could be worse. Could be wanking.
All right, so this is the guy who jumped?
I'm assuming.
Talking about what's going on before his jump.
Yes,
all right,
it's him. Yes.
I'm as naked as can be right now.
I'm ready to jump for charities.
Wait, I thought his name was Rankinoff. His
naked.
Name is Naked as Can Be.
Right now. Naked as can be right now. That's a long name. I'm going to say Naked as Can Be, and right now is the last name, yes.
Right. I'm as naked as can be right now.
So there's definitely nothing on his junk.
Yeah, it also sounds like he's wasted.
A little bit.
If you're wearing a parachute, you're not as naked as you can be.
This is true. It's very true, yes.
Maybe he wasn't wearing it at that point.
Where'd he pack his chute? Hang on a second. I got to get the right moment.
And what is the ripcord? Now we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here, pull my finger.
I'm ready to jump for charities. See how much money we can raise to really help the men's lives out there that need it today. I know this is wild and crazy.
Hold it, what? Yeah. What's the charity?
Help the men's lives?
Men's lives.
You want to look this up, Ashley? Nebraska man makes naked jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Charity.
Should be too hard to find.
Charity.
That's at least one story. We know that. It's an annual thing of many people.
Yeah, I have a feeling if you Google Nebraska man naked jumps, a lot's going to come up.
Yeah, right? Something
Cattle, naked perhaps? Skydiving for charity.
I'm guessing sheep.
Money we can raise to really help the men's lives out there that need it today. I know this is wild.
Yeah, it's all for charity.
Right.
That's charity. Right. I'm not doing it for attention.
No. Not at all.
No.
Or because I'm just sick.
Just for charity.
Yep.
I think you have a small dink. You don't do this. You find something else to do.
Yeah.
You got to have a nice dink. You got to have one like, you know what? This is, I'm good with this. I'm very happy to be seen like this.
Something when the sun hits it, there's a shadow. Yes.
Mm.
Right. A good shadow.
Yeah.
Today. I know this is wild and crazy. It's what I love to do. I'll see you from the sky in a minute.
I know you won't. Yeah. Not me.
I'm not looking up.
Anything coming up there?
He's naked. He has.
I'm as naked as can be.
Wait, I think we knew that.
Yeah, he mentioned
he's
that
got
part.
Nothing on but his safety equipment.
Right.
And they.
So what? A helmet?
Glasses.
Helmet, parachute.
Goggles.
Oh.
Boots.
Oh.
Porn star mask.
Wait, what's
do you need a moment?
He fell out of the plane. I don't know how you do it. I've never done it, but he fell out of the plane backwards.
All right, you could do it that
way. Yeah, he does it backwards.
Cool
his butthole.
They blurred out the crotch region.
Well, yeah, duh.
Is he barefoot?
No, he does have sneakers on, bright yellow sneakers.
So he's not as naked as can be.
Right.
I'm as naked as can be.
You're a liar, man.
You're as lying as can be.
Right.
So he has a helmet.
Right.
Glasses.
Goggles, yep. The equipment.
Sneakers, socks.
The parachute.
The equipment.
Sneakers and socks.
Yes, he does.
How high do the socks go up?
Not. They're little anklet socks.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I have to wear socks. The way.
Anything else? Anything?
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Is it a big dot or a small
dot?
How big is that blur?
Right. It's a pretty big blur.
Really?
I have to say. All right. It looks very closely.
There's your theory, Chaz.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No.
See, the guys who walk around naked all the time are the guys who, like, whip their dink out.
The ones who pee
parties.
In the street, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Got no problem with it.
When you want to be seen. My Johnny Coat.
Right.
Because
The guys,
all right, yeah, we know.
The guys who when the
Friggin
men's
bragger.
Room. The guys when the men's room is busy, they pee in the sink.
Yeah.
Yep. That's okay. I'll take care of it here.
What's the charity?
I don't know. I can't find it.
I'm as naked as can be right now.
I just want to see him, like, the chute not come out.
Or land on a cactus.
Oh, yeah. Come down.
Remember, it used to be you would land just on your feet.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh, you know what? People break their ankles a lot doing that.
Yeah,
they have this whole new...
slide.
It's not new anymore, but the slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you come in and they tell you to put your feet up and slide in on your ass.
Right.
How did he do
that? Nope. And then, he's got a butt full of dirt.
Yeah, he'll be pooping out grass blades for the next 5 years.
Seriously, like a lawnmower.
I'm as naked as can be right now.
The charity is called Movember, and it's about men's health.
Ah, Movember.
I don't like this guy.
Man.
He's not doing it for charity. He's not doing it to help anyone. It's everybody, look at me. Look at this.
You see it from 1,000 feet.
I know that charity. Usually they just make guys grow a mustache for the entire month of November.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
Their logo is a mustache.
Can you see
that?
This guy's got a beard.
No, they've been around for a while. That's their deal.
That new.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, this guy's turned this into, look at my junk.
Yeah, right. This has nothing to do with anything
now. I'm doing this for charity.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know about this guy. Let's get him on the air. Is he married?
I'm as naked as can be.
Doesn't
right
look
now.
Like
and
it.
By the way, doesn't this sound like it's a clip from a really drunk person
yes,
video?
It does,
like
yep.
3 in the morning. I'm as naked as I can be right now.
It does sound like that. It sounds yeah. hammered, yes.
Ryan. Ryan Kanoff.
Kanoff.
Ryan Kanoff. I thought his name was.
I called him Rain Kanoff.
Oh.
Rankinoff.
Rankinoff.
Yeah. Bet you like it's a new cool way to spell Ryan.
No, I think the name is Rankinoff.
Rankinoff.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Rankinoff.
Yeah, I saw you. Are you Rankinoff again?
Put some pants on?
Knock it off, Rankinoff.
Yeah. Yes. Knock it off, Rankinoff.
Yeah. You're right, that's
knock
better.
Knock off that Rankinoff.
You know, I caught him Rankinoff again.
Jamie's crying.
Meow, meow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Because something you did, or?
That's got to be one of my favorite Van Halen songs.
Really?
Nice.
That's
yep.
cool.
Yep. I don't, yep. 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 Yep.
Yep.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather God. What are you doing
How
for Father's
are you?
Day? Good.
Well, I'm actually allowed to finally visit my father because he's in a convalescent home because he fell and broke his hip.
Oh, yeah.
I think
right.
I told you that.
Right.
People keep testing positive for COVID and they keep throwing people out of the building. So they won't let anybody in.
That's good.
And I'm like, okay, we're all double vaccinated and I don't know what's going on. But, and it's not so much the people, it's the staff that, you know, the staff member tested positive. So they threw all the guests out again. So apparently on Sunday at 2:30, I have an appointment to see my father. Apparently they're allowing us back in the building and we're going to go see him. Me and my middle brother, Rick, are going to go see him at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow. How long a visit?
But tomorrow, say it again.
How long a visit? You know, it's like an hour or something like that?
I think like no more than an hour.
Do you really want to know how long?
I was just curious.
Are you really?
You go out that way, all that way for an hour visit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You do the math on your dad?
Exactly, right.
Right, like, let's see.
Gasoline price right now, hour and a half,
carry the 2.
3 hours.
Yeah, can carry the 2 and divide it by 12, and then you come out with...
Could be his last one. Maybe we do it.
Flip
a coin.
You know, you go.
Right.
But tomorrow is my nephew's engagement party, and it's almost like the wedding. It's at a fancy country club. We've got a list of rules. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't wear... You can't wear this. You can't wear that. You got to wear this.
People got to stop.
Got to relax, folks.
Everybody
How much
relax.
Money does a friend or a family member have to invest because you want to get married? Like,
I don't know.
Oh, it's but this gift and that gift and
loaded.
This event. And that's, this becomes like 3 weeks of your life.
Right.
Ugh.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And it's my godson, so I feel like I have to give a little extra.
Oh, and you're the big TV guy. You gotta.
Right.
Give
and I'm the big TV guy. I gotta dole out the cash.
Four what are you gonna words give? Get you out of it. I don't feel well. I feel a fever.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Right. That's good.
That's
gotta
funny.
Do. What are you gonna
that
give?
Is funny. Cash. I don't know how much yet.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, let's play a game.
Right.
All right. Who is this now? Let's go through this all.
Who
all
is right. It? Yeah. Guy's son.
This is my nephew, my oldest brother's son.
Right.
His third son, who is, I am the godfather.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, godfather.
Oh, godfather.
Godfather and nephew.
Come to me on the day of
Godfather
my...
and nephew.
Right.
Oh, godfather. Scott Haney is the godfather. Have you even seen the movie?
I love that sandwich.
Oh, my God. I love the Godfather's one of my all-time favorite classics.
Really?
The number 3 was not so great, but number 1 and 2 were amazing.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Do we kiss your ring or...
All right, Scott Haney, the godfather.
I see. Right. I'm the forecaster.
I want to talk to you about a gift. It is a gift unlike no other. It will come in $100 bills. You will not be able to trace it. And I want you to go and live your life. Enjoy.
That was great.
I think just give him that.
I like Scott Haney's godfather is an old Jewish man.
See, I was thinking Middle Eastern.
I want you to live your life.
Right.
And then
I
it sounds
you
like
live.
You give him this gift and like, don't ever bother me again.
Right. And get off my lawn.
And by the way, do not ever bother me again.
Now you're French.
I will be in the tomato.
Is this your best godfather voice right now?
I think it is. I will be in the tomato fields. Goodbye.
A bad voicemail.
Yeah, so I'm thinking 500. What do you think?
Oh, that's tremendous.
That sounds good.
That's tremendous.
Is that good?
Yeah.
You invited to my engagement party.
That's above and beyond.
That's tremendous.
You may say you want change.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. You know,
that's a slamming home run.
That's kind of setting you up for another very big gift at the wedding, though.
Mm. Yeah, I'm thinking, it'll be a couple of thou for the wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, he's my godson.
Actually, down your name right now.
Yeah, I'm scratching people off of my list.
Haney. Yeah.
She's salivating like you rang a bell.
You come from Long Island, you give cash, and you give, you got to give more. You got to cover the plate, and then you got to give more. And, you don't go to Stubing and get some glass. You give cash, and if you don't give cash, they're like, oh, thank you very much.
Wow.
Where's the cash?
A couple thousand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need cash.
I've never in my life gave that much as a wedding gift.
Well, this is an engagement.
Not even to
party.
A close relative?
No, but that's when you're at the wedding, though. Yeah. The thousands is at the wedding.
Right.
The
five bills for the engagement thing.
No, the five bills.
Yeah, the engagement.
Yeah, the five bills for, yeah. All right.
Yeah, thousands. Well, what are you going to do?
Thousands.
You know, I'm on TV. They think I make a ton of money.
Damn.
You know, you just gotta go with. You gotta keep the image up. You gotta keep up.
See if he needs any blue carpeting.
Wireless fan.
Yeah.
That is funny.
That's a honeymoon getaway.
That would be great.
That carpeting is now in the dumpster, and the new carpeting has been installed.
No, that would be great. You should have wrapped it. It's this giant roll.
Here's a rug. Here's a rug for you for your engagement party. And don't mind the hole.
It's a wedding gift for who?
My nephew, who is also my godson.
Right.
Yeah, so you got to give money for being a nephew?
You got to give money for being a nephew.
Right.
You got to give more money for being the godson.
Right. Yeah, it gets bumped up.
They're like, I didn't name you godfather for nothing.
Money! Ooh, what note was that?
Money! You should really be introduced for that. Like, you have to be introduced at the wedding party, right. And you come out to this song, and you're just throwing money up.
You should have a money suit.
That'd be awesome.
You should have a money
great
suit.
Well, like big dollar bills on?
Yeah, just like the suit's like printed out of money. Like the
Oh, it's made of money.
Right.
It's made of money.
Right.
Oh, I kind of like that. Then you take the jacket off, you put it on him.
Right.
Like, here you go.
Here's your gift. Right.
Here's your gift.
The pants I'm going to keep on for now. I'll keep them on the way out. Don't even ask what the underwear is.
No, you pull a roll out of your pants.
Nice.
Put it right on it. You hand that to the bride.
Right. Here's your big wad of money.
I have my own song. Phil, kill the music for a second.
Oh.
It goes, whoa, 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 Scotty's crying, thou, thou.
Nice.
Bow, 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 thou, thou.
$1,000.
You should record that.
Thou, thou.
I should.
And have them play it.
Bow, 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 thou, thou.
Thou, 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 thousand.
Right.
Bow, 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 bow.
Thou, thousand.
No, that's porn music.
How many thousands when you say thousands? Is it like two? Or more.
Yeah, two.
Two.
Here's for being my nephew.
Here's
for being my nephew.
Right, don't go nuts.
Thank you. I want you to take
godchild.
I want you to take the money and go and live a happy, joyous life. Do you hear me?
Nice like Trump.
Someday I may call upon you to return this favor.
Here's some money for
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Big
exactly. That's funny.
Bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow.
Bow, bow.
Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing this weekend. What are you guys doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to break right now. Yes. But yeah, just family stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
No $2,000. Okay. You know, something like that. But,
Yeah. Bow, bow.
Right. Very good.
Bow.
Yes. South Bow. Have a great weekend in the South Bow.
Jennifer and I are going to lunch with Young Chaz today if you want to join us.
Nice.
Oh, I gotta do a speech for being gay.
I got that thing. I got that thing. I got the thing.
No, I'm speaking to the Connecticut Children's Medical Center about what it was like growing up gay and how to be more inclusive.
Oh, really?
Nice. Pride Month.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
So that is cool. That's what I'm doing.
Cool.
In your money suit. Bow, bow.
My money suit.
Bow, bow, bow.
Bow,
bow. All right. Have a great weekend, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, you man. Too, man.
Weed is not legal in Connecticut yet, but it sounded like it was in AJ's studio this week.
Thank you.
Actually, in Phil's, too.
Oh.
And mine.
Yep.
And
everywhere.
Over there, Mike 3.
Exactly. Yeah, probably.
It's just being pumped in, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's hear it.
Decide to run from mobile and mountain bath.
Phil's writing something down.
Right. He's writing my last will and testament for himself.
His last, your, what?
Idiot. He's writing, he's saying my last will and testament. He's writing for himself.
Okay.
So
I kind of partially got that one in my head. I just couldn't think of the actual, yeah, I said Rod Stewart. I love Play-Doh.
Oh, the smell?
Oh, yeah. If I see it, I start playing with it immediately.
And this goes back to the newspaper. You right? were able to
right?
stick it down to the paper?
That was Silly Putty.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right, yeah.
You're right.
Not far from it, you know.
No.
Pretend it didn't happen.
Montage!
Some other team has, like, their own singer that they use all the time, too. I think it's one of the hockey players, like, in, like, Boston or something like that. There's that guy, I forget his name, but he's, like, very famous that they always have him singing. I don't know his name, but I know that this is one guy. I'm sure Phil can help me out right now. I'm not going
oh,
to.
Oh, no, I'm not going to let him.
Yeah, no. I see that. Like, I'm looking at Twitch. He's not even that microphone. There he is. He has head down. You know what? Pay no attention to me.
You call the Weed Hotline. All of our interviews are from our time. It's
good.
Okay.
Yep.
Again,
I can't be. I can't see it either. So.
What's that?
You guys heard me.
Happened in Rhode Island.
Hello, Rhode
Island. Rhode Island's right on top of us, sir.
A whale's taste bud to be.
It tastes what?
Taste pud? They have taste puds?
Without sleep, maybe you can't swim a... you can't outswim a whale or something like that.
What?
I heard the rotating, not the pirate ship, whatever part, the second part. Why would you pirate baptisms? Why would you pirate baptisms?
Pirate.
I didn't say pirate, you boob.
You did. Southbury, due to some heavy rain.
I'm going to go on to a killer karaoke.
Why not? Let's go that. Yep.
Let's do that.
Let's go that. Let's go that. Let's go that. Go tie up Alfie. Whatever the hell his name is. Alfie. Ralphie. Whatever the hell his name is.
Wow, AJ.
Well, you're really upset. I could tell.
I have like marks on like my wrist ankles. Like some kinky.
Your wrist ankles.
My wrist and
part
ankles.
Part of the body.
Wrist and ankles. And going to express out checkout with too many items.
Where's the express out checkout?
It's right there. You should write for Hallmark. Holy crap, holy birthday. I said homie birthday. I know. Hang on. I'll get it. The only problem with the flat bottoms, you bite into them, that whole bottom breaks out, and you end up with a bunch of lint in your lap.
Please participate in this one. I think it'll be fun.
Please.
Sorry?
I said please. I was reading. I'll get it. Take it.
Jesus. Don't for bring.
Hey, hold on.
Yes!
Hold on a second.
Phil got one.
What were you going to say?
That's what he said.
Don't forget to bring a bet.
Nice!
Yeah! That was a good one.
Yeah, nice dessert at the end there.
I think my favorite is the new word, redoing. I was just redoing.
Redoing, yeah.
All right, before we get to his list, can we first talk about whether or not if you have a pet, if you're a parent?
Sure, go for it.
All right, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
The answer is yes.
Morning.
Sorry.
Can I talk, please?
No, I have things to say, too.
All right, I understand if you're a pet owner and you think you're a pet parent and you're actually a real parent, you're probably among the elite of pet owners because you give so much love and nice things to your pets, you consider yourself a real parent, but you're not. I'm sorry, but you're not. That's like being a Boy Scout saying, I'm a Navy SEAL. No, it's nice. You have a uniform, you go out in the woods, you go camping, you light fires.
Right.
But you're not a parent.
This is
true. It's a whole
another deal. And if you even think it's close to the same world, man, you are in for a surprise.
That's true. Most pets
the
are
surprise more surprise of your life.
That's true. Most pets more more well behaved than kids are.
It's just
yes!
what, it's just what crazy people say. I'm going with that. Crazy yeah. people. Oh, I'm a dog dad. Oh, yeah. Get out of here. You're crazy.
You're not a dad.
Right. You're not hello. Anything. Hello. Yeah, actually, you're crazy. Everyone knows it.
Hello. Hello, pot calling the kettle black. How you doing? Good.
Dog mom.
Dog
AJ,
mom.
You thought that for a while, but you realized it's like, no, I'm a cat.
I'm just too tired to care.
Sounds right.
I need Send that to me.
I'm beaten down. I really don't care anymore. I'm not fighting this fight. I've been fighting this fight for 18 years.
Just a weird accent at the end of years, by the way. All
years.
Of a sudden, all oh, yeah. of a sudden he's from like downtown Boston.
Yeah, when the Long Island yeah. comes out, that's when AJ's mad.
Yeah. What's the opposite of above me?
Underneath you.
Ashley, go ahead.
Absolutely pet parents are parents. I mean, Darby barfed yesterday and I had to clean it up. Who else was going to clean it up?
What's the definition? Well, she'd eat it eventually. What's the definition of parent? What's the definition?
Who takes,
look it up. Look it up.
One who
look
takes
up.
Care of somebody younger and smaller.
Did you give birth? To that dog?
I love her like I did give birth.
Okay.
Look it yeah. up. Look up.
That would have worked.
Parent.
Didn't stop her.
And this will change when she has her own kids. Like, then all of a sudden, these dogs and cats don't matter anymore. You watch.
Really? What?
And if anything, they become a burden.
You love your fish.
I do love that fish.
Yeah, fried.
R.I.P.
All right, look it up. I
Why?
Have a feeling Phil has
Why?
It looked up already.
I'm sure he has it, yes.
But this was a
same
setup.
Species!
I don't care! Darby has a human soul
well,
inside.
Well, you don't win arguments by yelling, I don't care. That's not how you win in our area. This is the conversation you're going to have with your children.
Little Miss Ignorance over there.
I am a pet parent. I don't care what fact
not
checker Phil says. Yes, I am. I am a dog mom, and Monday I'm going to wear my hat that
Look
says dog
National
mom.
National Dog Day. You get that, okay? Pet Owner Day. I'm sure there's
is that a
day.
Thing? There's got to be.
There's right. National Cat Day. I know that.
You don't get Father's Day. You don't get
Today's
Mother's
National
Day.
National Flip-Flop Day. So you know,
now.
Yeah.
AJ's having his own show in the corner, by the way, in case you're wondering.
It happens every day.
Right. No one wants to talk to me anymore.
Yeah. Unless he makes a mistake.
Yes. I'm buying Eric a present for Father's Day.
Really?
He's a
From
dog
the
dad?
Stupid dog?
Yeah.
Waste of money. Waste of money.
No.
You should put your head in the oven.
That would be a real gift to him.
Oh, that was funny, too. We're on all cylinders again.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry about last week. Too many beers.
Yeah.
Ditched us.
I totally ditched
He had his head in the oven.
Right. I was like, oh, this ain't happening. I can't come up with anything. But today, I have a helpful one. It's not an insane one today.
It'll start that way.
It is the No. I read this through earlier. I was like, oh, I'm going to sound like a normal guest, like a normal person. It is the top five random places you can drive to this summer and visit. And I will also
from
give
Connecticut.
You from New Haven, actually. I give you the exact time it takes.
Wow.
Holy crap. Oh, wow.
This is the kind of stuff that I'm bringing to the show today.
You're like Alexa.
What did Ornie Adams say? Preparation is the key. I've prepped. I'm prepared.
No, Bill Belichick said that. He copied it.
Right.
Is this H?
That is true.
God damn it. Right. This job, I hate this fact-checking job.
But he's right. All right, so here we go. Okay. Everybody ready for road trips this summer?
Yes.
All right.
Sure,
number,
why not?
Number five is Portland, Maine. It is 3 hours and 35 minutes away. If you've never been to Portland, it has it all. It has hipsters. It has hippies. It has a ton of junkies. That's
breweries.
It's got breweries.
Moose.
Wait, junkies?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of junkies in Portland, Maine. You
in
wouldn't
Maine?
Think that, and you would say, like, Maine, it's just moose or whatever. Oh, no, Portland, Maine is junkie city.
Where our water comes from?
Yeah.
In bottles?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Really?
They have a restaurant on the water called DeMillo's, which is not super expensive, and you're in an old boat.
Cool.
And it's really great. I had the prime rib. It was
cool.
Delicious. I even ate the fat.
Nice.
It's a very Maine shoreline thing.
It is.
We're
going
to eat in a boat.
Right. We have steak in Maine.
They have food. Right, it's true. But, you know, they make the lobster rolls wrong there. They make them with mayo, and I hate those kind of lobster rolls.
Oh, no. You never do that.
I hate those kind.
No.
They have mayonnaise, period.
I hate mayonnaise. I'm anti-mayo.
I'm with you.
That's on the list.
They have food carts that sell grilled cheese all around town because it's like hippies or whatever.
Right.
And you can do the whole city in 2 days. Yeah, it's perfect.
Cheese of what, though?
I didn't know grilled cheese was a hippie thing.
Could be like moose cheese.
Sure it is.
Oh, right. Grilled cheese is a famous hippie thing. Go to like Dead shows. They sell them in the parking lot or whatever.
Yeah, because it doesn't make crunchy noise when you chew it.
Phil, look it up. I mean, that's famous. Hippies and grilled cheese go hand in hand.
Like I just said I didn't know that it was. We're allowed to learn things.
Do any of you know that? Did any of you?
I had no idea. I had no idea.
grilled cheese. I'm not a hippie.
Right, but it's famous with hippies. It's like patchouli oil and grilled cheese and hippies. Really?
And fluffernutter, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that one. Number four. Provincetown, Massachusetts is 3 hours and 38 minutes away. Provincetown is like nowhere you've ever been because it feels like it's the end of the world. Because it's
Keytown?
It's at the arm of the Cape. It's at the top. It's also a gay culture party town. And if you're into bars being packed at, let's call it, 1 in the afternoon, this is the place. It is, it's the best beaches I've ever seen, better than Aruba. And with no COVID restrictions anymore, I am sure it is absolutely mental there.
So you're packed in P-Town.
Right. It is such a crazy, weird place. It's like nowhere you've ever been. And it's off the wall and stuff you never thought you would see in public. There's a lot of that.
Really? What did you do?
There is a lot of things, and you say, like, wow, there are, like, no laws in this town.
And, like, no one cares.
Cops don't care. Nobody cares about anything. You're not allowed to drink in the street, but there's, like, drinking in the street. And it's super festive. Everyone's so nice. It's great. And if
costumes.
A lot of costumes. And it depends. You know, every week in the summer is a different theme, if you follow. And so it depends what week you're there, what theme it might be.
It's Grease
so
it might week.
Be.
Yes, right,
so you might be there Furry Week, or you might be there Leather Week. So you should look ahead.
Forgot to wear my pants week.
Right. You should look at the website.
See what week it is now, Ashley.
Well, it's Pride Month. I assume it's all Pride Month this month.
Oh, right.
That's number one. So definitely go this month. It'll be wild.
So I went with the children last year during COVID, right?
Yeah.
So it was mass and everything was locked down. You could only be in a restaurant for like an hour, all that stuff. So you got to figure it's like the whoring 20s, right? So now the restrictions are gone and it's got to be
Full
nuts.
On.
It's got to be totally nuts. So that's number four. Number three.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. So isn't that the place where the guy just got eaten by the whale?
Hey, isn't that a fake story?
No, he got spit out again.
Didn't you have his like friend on? That guy was lying too?
Yeah, no.
Everybody's just a liar.
No. The whale rinsed with him. Yeah.
Pretend story.
Yeah, he gargled him.
Just trying to go
a little back from the hippie grilled cheese. No?
I don't know. I can't find that.
Good. Oh, okay. Thanks, Phil.
Okay. Sure.
Preparation is the key, but I guess you don't get this list ahead of time.
No.
Number three, Burlington, Vermont. It's 4 hours and 7 minutes away. So Provincetown, if you want to do Molly and be up all night, is for you. But if you want a more low-key, outdoorsy kind of place to bring the family, Burlington has
that. Wait, so you brought the kids to
where the coat factory
Molly
is?
Right, but it was COVID time.
Is that where the coat factory is?
That is not where the coat factory is.
Oh.
So there's a street shut down in Burlington for cars and bar, no cars, but it's bars and shops, so that's really nice. But if you're into outdoor stuff, which I hate, but like people seem to be into that, mountains and trails.
People
and,
seem to be into outdoor.
Yeah, I only they walk are. When the car breaks down.
Lake Champlain, so you can do whatever people do in lakes. Like it's perfect for an outdoorsy, if you like to camp, which is the worst thing ever. But if you're into that, this is a great place for that.
Flesh-eating bacteria, go for it.
And the town also has a tremendous yacht rock cover band called the Full Cleveland, who are a must-see.
They play
like every weekend.
That sounds like an act, like something you do to somebody. They're the Full Cleveland.
It does. I think they probably did that on purpose.
A mistake by the lake. Hello. Yeah.
So it's a great town, and they have great beers there. One is called Focal Banger. You can't get it in any other place but Vermont, and it's excellent.
It's also a bartender's name.
Focal Banger?
Exactly.
All right, AJ. Here we go. Number two, Baltimore, Maryland. It is 5 hours and 16 minutes away. Let's add an element of danger to your summer.
Yeah.
Right? Considered one of the top 10 most dangerous cities in the country, but you'll avoid that section, which is actually like the whole city. You're just going to stay in the Inner Harbor. The Inner Harbor of Baltimore is fun.
This is only on the list because you're watching The Wire.
Right, but I'm fascinated by Baltimore now. The Inner Harbor is pretty. It has, like, boat tours.
Have you been there?
I've been there. Yep. It's dangerous. But Camden Yards, where the Orioles play, really nice. There are great restaurants. They cover everything in Old Bay seasoning, which is the best. The place to eat is a place called the Prime Rib. This is the second prime rib reference in this bit, but
it's
the prime
lobster.
Rib
yes.
is awesome. It's a giant prime rib as big as your head, and it's in the Inner Harbor, so you don't have to go to the danger section.
Right, the former tourist.
Right, so you just stay.
You just got to hope you don't wander into the bad section.
You just ate Ted.
You probably will know as soon as you do.
Inner Harbor's right off the highway, so you just you get a hotel there, and you just stay in that area. They have those little scooters. You can go around. Great time.
Wow.
Baltimore.
Hey, has anyone seen Dad? No.
Nope.
He went to the bad section.
Right.
Let it go.
Right.
He's doing the Wire tour. Right.
He covered in Old Bay seasoning.
He belongs to the city.
Right. How many hours?
Five hours and 16 minutes. Jeez. So it's a trek.
Seems like a lot.
But it's an East Coast city that you should probably check off the list. You've been to D.C., you've been to Philly, like Baltimore's in the middle. That's the one to go to. It's the Charm City. The number one place to visit this summer, and it's the easiest. It's 2 hours and 53 minutes. It's Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Like Portland, but with less homeless. Portsmouth, New Hampshire is the finest town in New Hampshire. I'm from New Hampshire. The rest of New Hampshire is either mountain people or fake Massachusetts people or meth freaks. But Portsmouth is nice. It's also on the water. You can go to the outlets in Maine. It's 5 minutes. The downtown of Portsmouth has a restaurant that serves America's greatest bread, Popovers. The name of the restaurant is Popovers.
Damn.
And
that sounds good.
They're open for breakfast and lunch. And there's a steakhouse that's in a library. It's an old library that converted to a steakhouse. That's a little pricey, but kind of a good time.
What's a little pricey?
It's like New York City prices for like Portsmouth.
$60 a steak.
Yeah, wow. So if you're getting the bone-in filet there, it's like $70 probably. And these steak prices are all screwed up because the cows are dead or whatever the problem is.
I hope they're good.
Like, yeah, I don't want to.
Is it worth it though when you pay $70?
It is.
Like,
it's great. There's two steakhouses there: the library and one that's in an old bank called the Tuscan Steakhouse. Both of those are winners. You could choose either one.
Wow. So libraries and banks don't do well, but steaks.
Exactly. Steaks in those locations.
Yeah, those from Bell Web, yeah.
The town skews young, though, so be aware. If you're an old, you're not going to want to stay out late because it gets really young. So have an 8 o'clock dinner reservation and then like go back to your hotel for doing or whatever you want to do. And that's it.
For what?
For doing.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you're on a romantic
if you're
weekend.
An old, right. Get in there at 8.
For Bangor, Maine. Yeah, for Bangor, Maine, yes.
Like he's from Maine.
Exactly, right?
Get done by 8. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Is that those a Maine thing for sitting on the toilet?
Those are my top 5 random places to visit. See? Educational today.
Nice. Right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.